We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Welcome all. We are glad you are on board. Thanks so much. As always, we certainly appreciate you taking a listen to us. Bill Michaels Show continues on. Going to talk with Ben Fennell, film analyst for ESPN, the NFL Network, coming up here. Also want to remind you that our friends over there at Neumel Medical, treating guys with ED all over the state of Wisconsin and beyond the borders, they got you covered when it comes to whether it's ED treatments, low T treatments, and energy, better mental clarity, better mood, better stamina. And also, don't forget that they have the all-in-one weight loss program. They have locations down in Chicago, Milwaukee, Green Bay. You can call them. Call them medical experts. 414-455-4451, 414-455-4451. Give them a shout and just tell them we sent you. They're just good people over there. Again, give them a shout. 414-455-4451. Ben Fennell, he is the film analyst for ESPN and the NFL Network, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Ben, how you doing, man?
I'm doing fine. It's exciting to join you ahead of this NFC Championship game.
Yeah, it's obviously, a time of anxiety for Packers fans because there's a lot of angst to get Aaron Rodgers to another Super Bowl. On the other hand, you're also remembering what happened the last time this team went out to Santa Clara, California. It's a little bit different because their offensive line is more intact. They're a little bit healthier, if that's even possible, because they've been so healthy this year. But you tell me what the Achilles heel is of both of these teams from what you've seen.
Well, when I look at the Packers, obviously hitting their stride throughout December into the playoffs is object number one with a lot of these playoff teams. You want to be playing your best football into January and really ride that momentum. And the Packers got healthy and are really playing their best football down the stretch. That earlier game against San Francisco was a little bit different. It was strange. That was an odd game from Matt LaFleur. It was kind of a bland game plan. They were 1 of 15 on third down. Every third down play was the same personnel grouping. Rodgers was only 2 of 8 passing. So I think he's really come back into form on his third down game planning and getting to more situational and manageable situations with balanced play calling. When I look at the San Francisco 49ers, you have to do something to make them left-handed. You have to tie one of their hands behind their back, because if they're clicking in the run game, then everything works and they work in the play action, the shot plays, and they have some dynamic two-way players that make it all click with Kyle Juszczyk at fullback and George Kittle at tight end. So first and foremost, you have to tie their hand behind their back on offense and take away something from the San Francisco 49ers offense. On the other side of the ball, you have to get after the San Francisco 49er defense with the run game. If you allow their pass rushers to pin their ears back on third and medium and third and long situations, it's going to be a long, long day for Aaron Rodgers. So I think getting after their front seven in the run game is kind of the weakness of that San Francisco defense.
You talk about Aaron Rodgers. The last time these two teams met, Brian Bulaga goes down early. Obviously, Alex Light did not have a good game at all. Bosa basically manhandled him and put him on skates backward. Even David Bakhtiari didn't look good in the last contest between these two teams. How much better, if at all, do you think the Packers' offensive line can be to protect Aaron Rodgers and give him the time to throw? Because we all know, everybody's talked about when he's on the run and when he's being pressured, the mechanics whoop, go right out the window.
Yeah, I thought that game against San Francisco was the perfect reason to go get a veteran free agent or a veteran tackle around the trade deadline, which I thought they would have done. They didn't do that. They ended up bringing on Jared Veld here late in the season and played pretty well last week at right tackle for Bulaga. So I think having more of a veteran presence as a backup position behind Bakhtiari or behind Bulaga gives everybody that much more confidence. But they've kind of taken turns this year. Bulaga played great to start the year, and Bakhtiari was still kind of coming back from that back injury, and he really didn't look himself. But down the stretch of the season, Bulaga's gotten injured. His play's dipped, and Bakhtiari's has gone back up. In combination with the stellar play from rookie second-round pick Elgton Jenkins at left guard, in combination with Corey Linsley, I think the line collectively is working better together. They're more consistent. And I think if you do have that injury at tackle like you had last week, you do have a veteran presence to step in and hold it down.
Aaron Rodgers has now six games in the postseason in which he's thrown a couple of touchdown passes. His quarterback rating is 113.7. In the last one, it's high in the postseason. Is this where a guy like Aaron Rodgers shines, and where if Garoppolo's looking across the field, even though Garoppolo played behind Tom Brady and knows what it takes to get through the postseason, it's different when you're staring down the barrel of an Aaron Rodgers who at one point or another may seem like he's on. Do you feel then you have to go out and match him, and could that then cause Garoppolo to, you know, kind of cough up the football a couple times?
Potentially, and I think the early parts of the game are really going to tell and set the tone of the game, because that first matchup, the Packers fumbled on the fifth play of the game. They immediately led to a touchdown for the 49ers, and the floodgates really never stopped at that point. So I think starting fast for the Packers and not getting behind is going to be a priority in staying with their game plan. And just like on the other side, if San Francisco gets behind the eight ball, what happens to Jimmy G? Does he start pressing? How quickly does Kyle Shanahan ditch the game plan if they get behind multiple scores? Those are situations we really haven't seen the 49ers in under Jimmy Garoppolo in this year. They haven't faced a lot of adversity in games. So if they get behind early with a young quarterback without a lot of playoff experience, what happens to his psyche? Does he start to press a little bit? And Aaron Rodgers obviously has been inconsistent, but Packer fans should always feel calm knowing that no moment is too big for Aaron Rodgers, whether it's the playoffs, whether it's the last play of the game, whether it's the Super Bowl. We've seen it all.
Ben Fennell, film analyst for ESPN and the NFL Network, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. You bring something up there. I mean, the last time these two teams met, Packers got down early. Then the defense played well. They gave up a couple of penalties early on. It kind of put them behind the eight ball. But really, the defense, they were down 13-0 at half. And I thought, boy, that's a blessing, because I thought this team could have came back and did a few things. It was all incumbent upon the offense. The defense did its job for 2.5 quarters before finally the wheels fell off. If it's a different game, that's my point, is I people tend to forget the defense played extremely well for a while with their backs against the wall, even in short field situations. I think this defense is playing about as good as you can expect. It's really up to the offense to do their part, correct?
Yeah, and I thought that was the most telling difference in that Week 16 game against the Vikings, where Aaron Jones fumbled very early. In the defense, to hold the opposing offense to a field goal was huge, and that was the complete difference in that San Francisco game, where they turned the ball over on the first possession and the very next play was a Tevin Coleman touchdown and they can never really catch their breath. The defense played well collectively. The offense had to do more. And that was just a strange game from Matt LaFleur. We saw dynamic use of Aaron Jones in the Chiefs game a week or two prior. He only had three games this year without a catch, and that 49ers game was one of them. I thought that was kind of perplexing to see him such a contributor in the pass game, and then all of a sudden he's not a fixture of the pass game and he's not featured in the offense. So I think that was a learning experience game for Matt LaFleur, and I expect him to really right the wrongs with his game planning.
Well, that was when Devonta Adams came back. And Devonta,
yeah, and the conversation was, are they force-feeding him a little bit?
Right.
Aaron Rodgers looking his way a little bit too much? So I think we've kind of gotten out of that sort of stigma, and then we're back to a balance, well-distributed offense. Now, Devonta Adams is Devonta Adams. He deserves his looks. He deserves his touches and targets. So that's obviously warranted, and he should be featured in the offense. But in a complementative sense with the other stars on the team, because Aaron Jones, as we know, 21 touchdowns, contributing in the run and the pass game, he deserves his touches as well.
So defensively speaking, can this? I think it's more incumbent upon a guy like Kenny Clark, who feels snubbed that he didn't make it to another Pro Bowl, to stop the run. Blake Martinez with the club off of his hand now to stop the run. And then obviously Preston and Zadarius Smith to put pressure on Garoppolo. I still think the defense can be a complementary piece to the offense.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you look at that team, there are so many stars. And stars could really carry teams through the playoffs. When you see Kenny Clark and Zadarius Smith and Adrian Amos and Jaire Alexander, and when they're all playing well at the same time, it's pretty scary. And I just think they need to do more in this game to dictate the action. I think that's what Mike Pettine has done recently, especially with Za'Darius Smith, in moving him around on early downs and dictating the action, not waiting for that perfect third down situation to send the dogs and send some pressure. No, we're going to influence the offense, and we're going to decide what you do. So I love moving Za'Darius Smith around, crashing the A-gaps on early downs, blowing up run plays, and being the aggressors and not being the reactors, which a lot of defenses in the NFL react to what the offenses do to you. So I like Pettine dialing up some early down pressures, some aggressive mentality, because if you don't stop that run game from the San Francisco 49ers, it's going to be a long, long day. In last game, Jimmy G was 6-for-6 off of play action, and once you allow those early down run gashes up the middle, the whole offense is going to start clicking for the 49ers.
Before I let you go, I got to ask you, as much film as you watch, the biggest knock on Aaron Rodgers this year is, and I've heard it from numerous, I heard it last week again, he doesn't want to be hit. And if he starts to get hit, starts to get beat up, they get him on the run, try to, you know, kind of alleviate some of that direct shot, but his mechanics go out the window and his completion percentage has gone down, and then therefore his quarterback rating goes down. The average time of possession for the Packers at 31:28 this year, the best in the regular season that they've had since 2010. Is this going to be a game in which we're going to see a lot of movement, a lot of play action, a lot? Because Aaron Rodgers is great at it when he does it and he sells it. A lot of that stuff to try to keep that pass rush directly off of him? Or do you think with a healthier offensive line, he can stand in the pocket and deliver the football?
No, I thought the game plan against the Seahawks last week was exactly what you want out of Aaron Rodgers. A lot of handing the ball off, a balanced game planning, a balanced attack. And then when you do want to take some shots and some intermediate deep pass concepts, you get him on the move and play action concepts, tons of play action boot and getting him on the edge of the defense and just moving his launch point. And against the 49ers, against their litany of pass rushers and Bosa and Buckner and Armstead and all those guys, you have to move the launch point on him. And I think getting him on the edge off of play action, sprint outs, moving that launch point, using his athleticism in combination with his arm. The mechanics conversation with Aaron Rodgers is so tough because he's developed mechanical immunity. He has a PhD in throwing off his back foot. Blessed us with Super Bowls and MVP seasons and highlight reels off his back foot. He's earned the right to play that way. And it's like a golf swing. You can swing however you want until it becomes a problem. And it's become a problem the past 2 years. But where is that threshold with Aaron Rodgers that he deserves the right to play this way because he's blessed us with great play for years and years? And then where's the coachability behind it and making him accountable for his poor mechanics? So he's a tough conversation as far as mechanics go, a coachability, accountability. But at the end of the day, it's still Aaron Rodgers. He still has talent if he plays the position the right way.
Awesome stuff, Ben. We appreciate it. Thanks for breaking it down, and I look forward to this weekend, pal.
Always a pleasure, buddy.
Appreciate it. There you go. Ben Fennell, film analyst for ESPN and the NFL Network, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair 80-plus years. They've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. We've got more of the Bill Michaels Show coming up after this.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Okay, we got something for you coming up because Damon Bruce from 95.7 The Game on this program, for lack of a better term, just angered many of you by giving the Green Bay Packers a 10% chance of winning this contest coming up this weekend. So I'm going to tell you something that's coming up on Monday, okay? Coming up here in just a moment. Hey, if you're looking to purchase a new home or, just like yours truly, refinance your existing home, then you need to do what I'm going to do, and I've done it already. I'm already working with them, but do what I did, and that is call our friends at Team Hochberg. Today, you can meet Joe, who, after hearing thousands of Team Hochberg ads, called his bank to refinance. Bad move. After 50 days, Joe's bank then said, nah, we're not going to do it. He didn't have enough income. And Joe's like, what are you talking about? I've been paying my house now for years. all I want to do is refinance and get a lower payment, which makes it a little bit easier on me to make the payment. But I'm paying it already. So he said, to hell with you. He called Team Hochberg, which he should have done in the first place. But, you know, it goes. You know, hey, some people want to go to traditional banks. Team Hochberg's loan officer, Sarah Rufer, she helped Joe right then, right there. Paid off his credit cards, saved him $600 a month after getting everything redone. So let's review. Team Hochberg helped Joe refinance and save over $7,000 a year using the same information that his bank had. They declined him. That's his bank. Are you kidding me? If you want to pay off your debt with some cash, get out of the refinance, substantially reduce your payments and all that kind of stuff, and do it all in one big ball and get it done by people who know what the hell they're doing. Just be like Joe or yours truly here. Do what I did. Call our friends at Team Hochberg right now and get a cash out refinance. Seriously, what are you waiting for? Save yourself some money. You know, make it a little bit easier. God knows that life is hard enough. And when you've got somebody out there willing to help you and make it easier on you, why in the heck aren't you making the phone call? Call Team Hochberg today. It's simple. 855-56-DAVID. 855-56-DAVID. Or visit them at 56david.com. That's 56david. 56david.com. Team Hochberg. They've helped out thousands of us. And I include myself, just like you, because I'm just the same. I bought a house last year, and I'm already going, wait a minute, rates have dropped. I can make money. I can save money. And that's what I'm doing. So I called them up, 855-563-2843, or go to 56david.com. That's 855-563-2843, or 56david.com. Homeside Financial, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS, 112-4061. They're just good people. Just are. When I found out about all of that and I started saving money, I'm like, are you kidding me? This is just freaking awesome. So I got to bring Radio Joe in on this because Damon Bruce, our buddy from 95.7 The Game out in San Francisco, had him on earlier in the week. And when he said the Packers had a 10% chance of winning and came in and talked about all the positives of the 49ers, and I couldn't argue with it because the 49ers whipped their butt last time. But he wants to come back on. We're going to have him back on Monday, win or lose. So if the Packers win, we're going to have him back on. If the Packers lose, what do we got to say when we have him on? If the Packers lose this game?
That he's the smartest man in the universe.
All right. I think Vegas would also have something to contest there because I think they have, as a 7.5-point favorite or 7-point favorite, the 49ers. But the fact is that he said, I will come back on your program if you will dub me, if the 49ers indeed win, the smartest man in the universe.
I give the Packers a 10% chance.
There you go. So we're going to have Damon Bruce back on Monday. That's awesome. I don't mind that. Now, I'm going on his program this week. I think it's tomorrow I'm going on.
Okay.
So I will join them, and I will have to spew something that will then get me back on their program. And maybe they can then dub me in San Francisco in the Bay Area as the most brilliant Packers coverage person out there. So we'll see.
I still don't know. Everyone's been asking me this week about a prediction. I don't know which way to go on this. Because my brain is telling me San Francisco.
Here's
my heart is telling me Green Bay. Go yeah, with the underdog.
My heart is telling me Green Bay. I'm sitting here with angst, and here's the reason why. And this is something that nobody thinks of. And these are you're going to go, oh, what a problem to have. This is the angst. So when we every year the Bill Michaels Show goes to Super Bowl, we go down for Radio Row. So I book something. Usually it's a house or a condo, and we take our floor plan staff. Now, you're here in the studios, but I take Mike Clemens, goes with us, Erica Severson, who works at a company and a magazine out of Chicago, but she's been with me as a marketer for a long, long time, and then we have some other people that usually go with us. So we usually get a condo anywhere from 3 to 4 bedrooms, but because of the week, you have to figure out what days you want it. Now, Mike Clemens is like a dog at sniffing out. He's like a pig at sniffing out truffles. He's like that when it comes to sniffing out hotel deals, okay? So I pay for the whole week. A lot of the sponsors that we talk about all the time actually help us with the hard cost. So I pay for the whole week. So this year we got a condo on a beautiful high rise downtown that overlooks South Beach. I think for like $2,500 for 10 days, which is really a good price for 4 people, remember. So we've got all of that. So we take care of the whole staff. We're all working together. We're all traveling together and everything. So you got the rental car for that week. You got the condo for that week. You got your airlines lined up for that week. Now, if the Packers win, now we got to find another place to stay, because that Saturday when I leave, because I don't ever stay for the game, and people don't realize that. Mike stays. Mike covers it. But to me, I'd like to fly back home, get here on Saturday, be in the confines of my house where I can DVR it, watch it, analyze it, and then talk about the game on Monday. If it's not the Packers, that's what I do. So then when the Packers made it to the NFC Championship, now you got a decision to make, because you either have to bite the bullet and spend, I think it comes to like $700 a night to keep this thing, keep this condo for the next two or three nights. Or you have to say, no, I don't believe they're going to be there. Because once you commit, you commit. You can't, there is no refund. So I didn't take it. Now, if I have to end up moving to Fort Lauderdale and covering the game for, you know, the remaining 3 days or something, I'll do that. But now the staff flies back, Erica flies back, and the rest fly back on Saturday. Whereas if the Packers win, then it's me and Mike, and from our flagship station out of Milwaukee, Chuck Freeman. We're all going to be down there. Not to mention we got Gary Ellerson, who's coming down, and then Leroy Butler obviously coming down to see if he's going to be inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So we have got to make decisions on our rooms and our rental cars, and the town gets crazy. So no longer are you worried about what party you're going to go to on Saturday night prior to the game. You're worried about where you're going to stay. Otherwise, you're showering in your car and hoping that at least the water off the beach is pretty clear so you can go out and throw your hair in it. You know, that type of thing. So I want the Packers to win. I'm hoping the Packers win. It would be a great problem to have. But I didn't bet my money on the Packers to win, because it's a $2,100 bet for $700 a night to keep the condo for the next 3 days, for that Saturday night, Sunday night, and then Monday night, and then we would fly back on Tuesday. And I didn't change my airline ticket yet. So I guess saying that I'm rooting for the Packers wholeheartedly, but if I had to put my money on them, which I would be, I didn't bet for them. I didn't bet them. Maybe I'll change. I'm starting to get a little momentum in that direction, but my I can still make my decision later in the week, obviously. But once they win, you know, once the Packers clinch that deal and they're heading to Super Bowl 54, everything on the internet goes. I mean, it's gone. Anything coming out of Milwaukee, anything coming out of Green Bay, anything coming out of Chicago, anything coming out of Madison, everything's gone. Everything's gone coming back. Hotels, reservations, Airbnbs, everything's gone. I mean, gone. Just like that. So I have to figure that out. But hopefully my bet is inaccurate. But I'll figure something out for Damon Bruce coming up on Monday. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, feel free to go ahead and give us a shout. We'll talk a little bit about Aaron Rodgers. And also when we come back, Pete Doherty, the Green Bay Press Gazette and PackersNews.com. He is going to be joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. We'll chat with him. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the Biofuels Association. Don't forget, it's a new year. Make a New Year's resolution. And that is, if you have a car that's newer than 2001, it's probably approved to run unleaded 88. If your car or truck says flex fuel on the back or on the gas cap, then you're good to run E85. There's a new website out there, a new website called abetterfuel.org. That's abetterfuel.org. And you can see for yourself, dispel all the myths, all the questions you may have. It tells you right there in facts, in figures, what running ethanol in your vehicle is all about. And according to the Renewable Fuels Association, just switching over to unleaded 88 will save you per household about $386 a year. Not to mention here in the state of Wisconsin, for the Corn Growers Association, the farmers, if you will, those who work at the biofuel plants, it's keeping the money in the economy. It's like a ripple effect. So there's a lot of good you can do just by switching. Just by you, every now and then. Just use it every now and then. It's abetterfuel.org. That's abetterfuel.org is the website. Check it out for yourself. More when we come back. Pete Doherty, the Green Bay Press Gazette, is up next.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Tell me how to live my life. Who are you to tell me if it's black or white? Mama, can you hear me try to understand?
Welcome back. back. Bill Michaels Show. We continue on. We are glad you are on board. Thanks to all of our great friends. We were just telling you about people that take us down to Super Bowl each and every year, and that is Gino and that whole gang, that terrific staff at San Giorgio's. They're the only authentic, certified VPN Napoletana Pizzeria in the area. I mean, they're just awesome. Awesome. They are the home of the Bill Michaels Pizza, which is not your traditional pizza, by the way, which is even better. And they pair that thing up with Cider Boys from Point Brewing. If you don't want that, that's fine. But, oh, my goodness, if you do get that whole thing together, it's just simply fantastic. Say hi to Gino and that entire staff and Vincenzo and Robin and everybody down there. They are great, great people. A fantastic night out. And also don't forget to pair it up with our friends at Point Brewing up there in Stevens Point. And Cider Boys, they're just completely awesome. Just love those people to death. And also, don't forget about our great friends at MKE Brewing as well. Another great brewery here in the state of Wisconsin, right downtown 9th Street in Milwaukee, which they're going to have a big viewing party, as a matter of fact. You want to go actually in a brewery and have craft beer and food while you're watching a game? That's it. 9th Street, downtown Milwaukee. Go to MilwaukeeBrewing.com, Milwaukee Brewing, MKEBrewing.com, and see for yourself what it is they have to offer. Joining us now, Pete Doherty, the Green Bay Press Gazette and PackersNews.com on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Pete, how you been?
Not too bad, Bill. How you doing today?
I am doing well. So give me your thoughts, your overall observation this week as far as the coverage and what's being said and the atmosphere around this team as they get ready for this NFC Championship game.
Yeah, it had been a couple of years for the playoffs, so, you know, I forgot about the kind of the buzz and the vibe you get when a team gets this deep into the playoffs. You know, things have really picked up over there. There's a lot more media around. You know, they have actual press conferences instead of just everybody at their locker. You know, I get the feeling, at least from what, you know, a couple of the leaders are saying, you know, like Adams and Rodgers, that they're pretty loose. They've got the looseness of an underdog. And I think they feel like that's, they should be able to just go out and play free and, you know, let the chips fall where they may.
The thought process is Aaron Rodgers has to have this Aaron Rodgers-esque game. Do you feel he does?
You know, I'd say he's got to be really sharp. I don't know that he's got to be unbelievable. I don't think it's got to be like 16. Because they can, you know, as long as they run the ball okay. I think a lot of it's going to come down to, you know, they're going to have both their tackles for this game, assuming Galaga doesn't get hurt in the first quarter again like he did the last time they played. And they need those two guys to hold up really well so they can block the interior guys with three or even four with the running back and, you know, like in pass protection. If the two outside guys can handle Ford and Bosa, which is asking a lot, you know, then I would think these guys would feel okay about their chances.
Do you, now, the last time we saw these two teams meet up, Brian Bulaga goes down early, Alex Light came in, and he was on skates. I mean, even Bakhtiari got shoved around a little bit. I think it starts in the trenches, both sides of the football. If the Packers offensively on the O-line specifically are a lot better, I would assume the outcome, because, I was doing a national show this morning, and one of the questions was, well, they got blown out. I said, yeah, but for 2.5 quarters, the Packers' defense hung in there. The Packers' offense didn't help them out. If the Packers' offense helps them out, I assume this game's going to be, one, closer, and two, maybe that experience begins to swing to the side of Aaron Rodgers and Garoppolo begins to panic a little bit. Do you feel that way?
Sure. I think that's at least a possibility for sure. I mean, look at last weekend. Look at Tennessee and Baltimore. You know, Tennessee jumps them, and that changed the whole game. In the last game, didn't the Packers fumble inside the five on their first possession?
Yep.
You know, they gave him free touchdown. So you're climbing out of a hole right from the get-go with an offense that's, you know, it's decent but not great. So I definitely agree with you. And these games are different entities. And I thought that stat that Shanahan dug up, what was it, 20-some games where, or maybe it was in the 30s, where a team had won by 25 or more during the regular season. They played the same team in the playoffs. And they were 15-9, I think he said.
Yeah.
You know, you would think it would be like 24-1, not 15-9, or 23-1, whatever that works out to. But this game is going to be a completely different entity. Now, it doesn't mean they won't get beat. They could even get beat soundly. But I'm sure they feel good about their chances right now because they presumably learned something about what they can and can't do against these guys from that last game.
So. the defensive side of the football, to me, it's stopping the run and making Garoppolo beat you. And also getting off the field on third down, something they were not great at the last time these two teams met up. Then again, the offense was absolutely horrendous at extending drives on third down. But there was a lot going on. I mean, you had Bulaga go down. You were forcing Davante Adams back into the mix and almost force-feeding him the football. And I remember, I'll never forget, after that game, Matt LaFleur said, yeah, we never even got into our game plan. Do you think that this time this is our game plan, this is what we're sticking to, unless we have to throw it out the window?
Yeah, I would think so. And that's the thing, is they got to be close in the first half to be able to do that. I agree with you about the trenches being a big, where this game to a large degree will be won and lost. If you're following the Packers, you're concerned about their ability to stop the run. It's been pretty spotty most of the season, better down the stretch here, better in the last month, better since that last 49ers game. But the 49ers are going to run it. They're going to stick with it, and they do it really well. They've got three good backs. They run that zone scheme really well. So the Packers are going to have to stop the run for 60 minutes, make Garoppolo beat them. He played really well that last game, but they didn't stop the run the last game either. So if you're the Packers, you got to make him beat you, and if he does, he does.
I like the secondary of the Packers. I like that they've been aggressive. I think, though, the one thing, and I had mentioned this earlier, they've had some drops. If Garoppolo is going to throw you one or two, man, you got to come down with it, don't you?
Oh, for sure. You know, I watched both of the 49ers games against the Seahawks. The first one, I don't know if I saw the whole thing. I'm trying to think back, but I know I saw the last quarter. And Garoppolo had, in just that short time, at least three throws that the Seahawks easily could have intercepted and they dropped. I remember in camp, reading Pro Football Talk really early in camp, one of the first days, and he threw five picks in a practice. And, you know, everybody was kind of like, oh, man, what's going on with this guy? He strikes me as, although he's a, you know, pretty decent quarterback, he's a guy who's prone to some bad decisions, and they could even come in bunches, judging by that five in practice and that Seahawks game. So when you get your chances in a huge game like this, you know, they may not come along a lot, and you got to get them. The Packers' margin for error is just too small to be dropping turnovers.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think that they have to take it. I'm not saying they have to play a perfect game, but I think you need to get as close as possible to playing a perfect game. Would you agree?
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, look, Atlanta beat these guys, you know, and Atlanta was no world beater this year. You know, they had a good quarterback, and he's not particularly mobile. So it's, you know, I was thinking after they, you know, because the 49ers lost to Wilson and Lamar Jackson, I was thinking, man, I wonder if he'd really need a super mobile quarterback. But Atlanta beat him too. So, you know, obviously you don't. So, you don't need to play a perfect game. You just got to hang for the first half and then see if your game plan can take over.
What do you think the game plan is going to be? Is it going to be, I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm not a proponent of going away from Davante Adams, but I don't want to see them force it to Davante Adams. I think Aaron Rodgers, to me, just needs to, whatever is out there, take it and take advantage of it. And at this point in time, do you really talk about trust, or you just say, I'm gonna ignore the open guy who has not been my go-to and just go to the go-to guy, even in coverages, or throw it away?
Yeah, I'm really not sure what they're going to do. There are all sorts of different approaches they could take. Are they going to throw to the backs more? Are they going to play Irvin a little more, you know, kind of as almost a wing back and do some of those jet sweeps and fake jet sweeps and get him going one way and Jones the other to stretch the defense horizontally instead of vertically? You know, will they do all sorts of creative things to get the ball to Adams, or will they run more normal stuff? Will they go to a quick passing game? Because you got to get the ball out fast against this pass rush. I mean, there are so many possibilities. I think a lot will just depend on what they feel like they learned from this last game. Sometimes when you think they're going to do one thing, they do another. I mean, I thought for sure other side of the ball, but I thought for sure last week they'd match King with Metcalf, and they didn't. They just kept their corners on their sides, and whichever side he lined up on, that's the guy who covered him. So you never know what they're thinking.
Talking to Pete Doherty, the Green Bay Press Gazette and PackersNews.com. Do you throw it, Richard Sherman?
I don't think I stay that much away from him. I know he was first-team All-Pro. I'm not convinced he had that great a season. And I was talking with scout from the West Division actually yesterday, and he said, you know, he's still good, and he won't let you get deep on him, and he's really smart and instinctive, but he's given up a little more cushion, and you can complete underneath him, you know, as long as you don't make any dumb throws, you can complete the ball underneath him. So I don't know. I don't think I run away from him as much as you might have a few years ago.
Yeah, I don't think so either, but I think you have to go that way to at least keep the defense honest, because if you look as if you're not even throwing to that zone, you're eliminating a whole third of the field before it's all said and done. Hey, real quick, Kyle Shanahan, obviously, the last time these two teams met up, you had Matt LaFleur say, I was out-coached. Do you expect anything like that in that realm again?
You would hope not, just because they've got a game tape to work out of. You know, I wonder, a couple things could have gotten to LaFleur there. You know, his family going out there early, all the family connections, his friendship with Shanahan, with Soleil, his brother being out there, all those guys knowing each other so well. They know I like this, so I'm going to do this, but they know that I'll switch and do this, so maybe I should do what I, you know. You can stick yourself and tie yourself into knots there. So, you know, you got to think he's past all that, and I'm sure he's looking to atone himself, because that was the one game this year where he really did get pretty badly outcoached.
Pete, always a pleasure, man. I appreciate it. Look forward to the rest of the coverage, and hopefully we're all down in Miami, okay?
All right. Thanks for having me, Bill.
Appreciate it, pal. Talk to you soon. Pete Doherty, the Green Bay Press Gazette, joining us. Also, PackersNews.com, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. They've been doing it a long, long time, and they get it done as well, if not better than anybody else. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. Hey, I know the weather's cold outside. I know many of you are driving around slush and snow and all that kind of crap, and you're getting it in your house. You're getting it in your car in the garage. And some of you have contacted me and said, hey, that epoxy flooring company, do they do this in the cold? Yes, down to 20 below, as a matter of fact. So you can still get it done, clean up the whole environment. They'll open up your garage door. They'll come in. They'll close the garage door. They'll seal that thing up, clean the floor and everything, and then put down the polyurea coating, the epoxy floor coating. They do it inside as well. Say you got a basement or a rec room you don't want to put a ton of money into, but you want to make it look nice. They do so many different things, and they paint as well. They're great people. Sean and the whole gang from Epoxy Flooring Done Right. Just awesome. So whether you're a Wisconsin homeowner or a business owner, epoxy flooring coating services at reasonable prices. Plus, they guarantee it for life. For life. You can add colors, different finishes, even painting the room, like I had mentioned. From Green Bay to Milwaukee, down to Racine, everything in between. Go to epoxyflooringdoneright.com. That's epoxyflooringdoneright.com. Or call my buddy Sean at 262-443-2852. That's 262-443-2852. Great people, great time, great service. And I've had them do it in my home now twice. And it's beyond anything I could have ever imagined. They're great people. Give them a shout. Let's do this. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We got more right after this.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Tonight, I hate people that sing on the air. Tonight we have the Bill Michaels Huddle back out on the road again, 6 to 8 tonight. We are going to be at the Brass Tap, Layton Avenue in Greenfield. It is our NFC Championship version. Cannot wait. Looking forward to it tonight. So brave the cold. Bundle up a little bit. We're used to it. Come on. Come on out. 6 to 8 tonight. We are brought to you by our friends at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. You're going to be there tonight, Joe. Ryan Horvath's going to be there tonight, too.
Yes.
Should be going.
Yeah, it should be fun. I've never really done a show with Ryan Horvath.
Really?
Yeah.
Ryan's good. Ryan's a lot of fun, man.
Ryan's very opinionated.
So there's nothing wrong with that.
And he'll probably tell you how much he loves Aaron Rodgers.
I'm sure he will.
I'm sure he's listening right now.
In his Aaron Rodgers jammies.
He just
the feety pajamas he has.
He just loves it when I ask him questions like, is Aaron Rodgers elite?
Oh, well. Yeah, he gets the high horse is not high enough.
I love getting a rise out of him. It's just, it's good.
So we're going to be there tonight. The Brass Tap, that's coming up on Layton Avenue in Greenfield, 6 to 8 this evening. So come on out and join us. Again, it's brought to you by our good friends over there at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. And also, don't forget that this is the second to last time. This is we're coming up on the end of this, that you can get registered to win the big screen TV that we're giving away from ABC Audio Video. Chris and his whole staff over there are going to have that thing in your home, ready to go, hooked up. Dynamic picture, all to view the big game on live from Miami. So get that in your home. Get registered for that thing coming up tonight. So that should be a lot of fun. Looking forward to it. Hey, speaking of tonight as well, the Bucks back at it. The Bucks are back at the Fiserv Forum this evening at 36-6, 19-2 at home, hosting the Boston Celtics tonight, 27-12, 11-8 away from the hardwood in Boston. So a good one coming up tonight. Kemba Walker coming to town, going up against Giannis and company. So should be a lot of fun down at the Fiserv Forum this evening. No Packers are going to be there, I would assume, because the Packers are now in full practice mode getting ready for the NFC Championship game. But nevertheless, head down to the Fiserv Forum as well. Or if you're not going to the Fiserv, come on over to the huddle tonight and you can catch some of the game on the TV while we're talking about the NFC Championship game. You get the best of both worlds. It's that simple. That is all coming up. And a reminder, speaking of post games, the Green and Gold postgame show, the 5 o'clock Steakhouse Green and Gold postgame show. Got to get that in because that's the best steak place in Milwaukee. Coming up, immediately following that NFC Championship game between the Green Bay Packers and the San Francisco 49ers. And we are going to continue to roll on, and hopefully we're doing that Green and Gold postgame show down in Miami. Can't wait. Can't wait. Coming up this Sunday, immediately following the game, make sure you like us at radio.com. And we'll alert you when we're going on the air. It's that simple. Because you'll be caught up in the emotion of the moment, one way or the other. Stay tuned. A lot more of the Bill Michaels Show. Hearing from Devontae Adams next.
Wisconsin-wide. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.